Amen. Well, we are just so excited, and thank you so much for saying yes when the Master gave you the mandate to call this morning. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. We welcome you to this place. We welcome you in our hearts, our souls, and our minds. And we just thank you so much for everything you have done for us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us the opportunity to join in a telecommunications sanctuary, the Master's Call. We thank you so much for our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for their diligence. We thank you for the fortitude that you gave them to create this call. From your lips to their ears, they listen to the mandates that you gave them, and we are blessed because of it. We thank you for Artists International, God, because Artists International is a vehicle that brought us most together, and we just thank you that that company is blessed because they are sold out to you, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and the hand that you have over them, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon them. And Father, we thank you for each and every member on this call, for those calling in for the very, very first time, to those that's been here since the beginning of this call in 2010. While we are in this season of Lent, Lord, we just ask that you remove anything that is not of you, Lord, anything that is fleshly desired, anything, Lord, that distracts us from your purpose, Father. We just want to thank you so much for this morning. We ask that you bless this call and remove any distractions, any hindrance, any obstacles. There will be no disturbance on this call, and the word will come forth clear, it will come forth strong, and it will have clarity. It is all these things that we ask in the name of our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, we love you and we appreciate you. I am now turning the call over to our host. Good morning. Are you there, sister?
Hello.
Good morning. Are you there?
I'm here, my sister. Good morning.
Amen. Praise God for you, Minister Benita. Take it away. You have a Jesus joy day.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister in Delaware. Good morning. Good morning, each and every one of you. My name is Benita Cape. I'm here in New Jersey, the Garden State. And we welcome each and every one of you to this telecommunication sanctuary, which I love to call it, because it's a place that we can come in the morning via the phone and get fed the word. This morning, I'm very excited about the message and the messenger, because this sister, I tell you, I got attracted to her message when she talked about staying in your lane. And I tell you, every time I get out of my lane, I think of her. But let's do some other things first. We are here, and we started October 25, 2010, and it's been 3 years. We're working on our fourth year, so we are very excited about that, because this call was birthed in the hearts of Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. Now, these two awesome women of God, I tell you, if you haven't had the opportunity or the pleasure to meet them, you are in for a treat. They are mentors. They are caregivers. They are just so loving and so determined to put the message of the Lord in your heart, because they are here to enrich, enhance, and empower you as they move forward in your day. That's one of the things that we all want to do, is be ministers in the marketplace, because we stand on Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Because you notice that Minister LaShawn opened us up in prayer, and we will be closing in prayer. We believe in prayer. So if you have something that you want to send us, a prayer request or a praise report, please do so. Now, we have a new email address. So you want to write this down. It's info@themastersmorningcall.net. N-E-T. And then if you want to go back and hear any of the messages that, you know, for instance, the one I said about staying in your lane, you might want to listen to that one. Go back to our website. It's the Master's Morning Call at .net, the Master's Morning Call .net. So you want to write those two things down, and you go ahead and use those and share them throughout the day. I said Artists International, didn't I? Okay, if you don't know about Ardyss, A-R-D-Y-S-S, get to the person that suggested that you get on this call this morning, because there are some awesome things going on. We are excited. We are coming to Orlando, Florida, with the Kings of Ardyss. So I'm telling you, we are all hyped up and ready to go. Many of us have been suffering through some weather, so we are excited to get something on that's less restrained, like overcoats and gloves and hats. We want to put on some light clothing, get fed the word. So we are very excited about what's going to happen down in Orlando, Florida. Immediately after this call, we have the MMC call, which is a call that will talk more about Ardyss International, and it's hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. Now, on various days, you're going to get said various information, so it's an empowering call. Take this number down, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. You want to get on that call immediately following this call, even share it with someone, just like you should share this call with someone, the 712-432. I'm having a blank because I have, 7143200075. I apologize. You want to share this number with someone, 712-432-0075, and the access code is 957-677#. You're going to get the replay after or you hear this message from this awesome songbird. We love her so. She is such a precious person and a warm-spirited person. Her name is Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, and she resides in Southern California. You'll hear her voice a lot on the call. She's very active in Ardyss International. She's the go-to person for so many things that we've had to learn how to be our own eagle and fly our own, do our own thing and learn on our own, but she is so helpful. She's the mother of Kalon. She's the middle child. She graduated from California State University, Long Branch. She's got a BS in criminal justice. And she attends National Baptist, she grew up in the National Baptist Convention. I don't want to take up a lot of time because this sister brings it. She currently attends Oasis Christian Church in Los Angeles. And again, like I said, she's a very active Ardyss member. She sings to us. She ministers to us. She calls us if she doesn't hear from you. She will text you and say, what are you doing? She is just such a spirit to know. And it is my absolute pleasure to bring forth to the Telecommunications Sanctuary our songbird, my friend, my sister, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale.
Minister Bonita, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for that introduction. I had to say, okay, that is me she's talking about. So thank you so much, my sister, and I love you more. To my TMC family, thank you so much for loving me and for allowing me to be here with you this morning and to share truly what God has put on my heart. I thank God for the founders of this call, our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I thank God for our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because I know, and as I say all the time, if it was not for their yes, their surrender, and their commitment to the vision that God had given them, this platform would not be available to us every Monday through Friday. So truly, I love them with all my heart. I thank them because they are the wind beneath my wings, because truly, through the TMC call, my life has been changed. So I thank God for my sisters, my prayer intercessors, who are truly my sisters, and I thank you guys for loving me, even when I really wasn't me. You guys have loved me, and I thank you for that support. And so many of you on the line that call in every day, we are the TMC family. So let us see what God has said to me this morning. There's so many things that are just going on in the atmosphere. Definitely there is spiritual warfare going on all around us. Every day something is happening, and it keeps us in prayer. So as we go into this is the second day of Lent. So hopefully on yesterday you sat down somewhere and you were, just trying to figure out, you know, or make some decisions on what you needed to get rid of during this Lenten season, because now we are 39 days exactly away from Easter. And if our Mother Eagle was on the line. I knew she would break that down to you, but see, she's not here, so therefore we have to do a little bit of research ourselves to see what does this season really mean for us. What I found, you know, just in myself, a lot of times I have allowed my own self to be stuck in a situation. See, God didn't lead me there. He may have put me there for a moment, but I allowed myself to stay there for some years. And I'm not sure how many of you out there on the line can relate to what I just said, but a lot of times we allow our own self-infliction to leave us in our own mess. See, many times we get stuck in our own mess, and we allow ourselves to remain stuck in our own stuff. Now, see, today God is calling us to move out of that place. And so this message today, Joyce Meyer, she's one of the people that I can hear and relate to, because there's so many things that we share that are in common. And she wrote this article called Getting Unstuck. So I read it, and I said, you know what, let me just tweak this a little bit. You know, God, let me just tweak it to what Tiffany would need to do and see how this will bless you. So today the title of this message is Shake Off Your Past, Step Out of the Boat, and Start Anew. Shake off your past, step out of the boat, and start anew. Let's look at Isaiah 62, verse 2 and 4 from the New Living Translation, which reads, and you will be given a new name by the Lord's own mouth. Never again will you be called the forsaken city or the desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight and the bride of God. For the Lord delights in you and will claim you as his bride. See, many times we are allowing ourselves to be put into a moment where we're frozen. And see, in that moment of being frozen, it could be your past abuse, it could be your personal failures, it could be something that's completely beyond your control. It could be like an illness that you cannot control, and it could be the death of a loved one. And let me share something with you. Many of you on this line are aware that on October the 25th of 1995, my mother was called home to be with God 2 days after her 49th birthday. That was really my BFF. We did everything together. Anything that I needed to talk to someone about, I talked to her. So not only was she my mother, she was really my best friend. She was my confidant because, you know, that's the type of relationship that I had. And someone had to bring it to me, and I thank Minister Kai for bringing this to me and speaking prophetically into my life and telling me that the Lord was saying, you really have not forgiven me for taking your mother away. And I was like, wow, wait a minute, that was really powerful. But I felt like she just punched me in my stomach. And I had to say, you know what, you are absolutely right. It's been 18 years since my mother has been gone. But you know what, did I really forgive her for leaving me? Absolutely not. I still was holding on to her not being here because there's so many times that I just want to run to her and share with her the things that are going on with me. It's so many times I want to run to her and ask her for her advice, and she's not here. So did I really forgive her? No, I didn't. So what I had to do is at that particular moment, I had to readjust myself. I had to refocus, and I had to go on my knees and say, Mom, you know, I forgive you for leaving me. Lord, I forgive you for taking my mom away. See, it's absolutely at that moment I felt released. So if you're holding on to something today, I tell you to let it go today. It's not too late for you as it was not too late for me. It's never too late to have a fresh start when you have a life with Christ. Your past is not your destiny, but letting it go will propel you into your future. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you out of your stuck place. Not only will God restore what you had, he will make your life even better. Job chapter 2, 25 through 26 reads, and I will restore a place for you. The year that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army, which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. And my people shall never be put to shame. See, that's the type of God that we serve. He is amazing. And he is not only a God of one chance, but he's a God of second chances and many chances after that. And see, as my sister Benita always says, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And that's from the New Living Translation, in case the words don't sound familiar to you. So God knows the plans that he has for us. Even when we sit down to plan something out, a lot of times it does not go according to our way. But see, after my experience this past weekend, what I do know is this: God knows what's best for me, even when I don't know it myself. See, a lot of times when the shift comes in the plans, God may be actually protecting you from your own self. He may be protecting you from some things that he knows are ahead of you. So what you have to do is not get angry about it, but you got to walk in that thing. You got to walk it out and know that whatever it is, it didn't happen just to be happening, but it happened because in Jeremiah 29:11, he said that he knows. He didn't say that you knew it. He said, "I know the plans I have for you." So why do you think that it's all about you when he told you that he knows? He didn't say he and you. He said, "I know the plans I have for you." Thank you, Jesus. So let's take a step of faith. Just like Peter, you can't walk on water if you won't get out of the boat. So let's look at Matthew chapter 14. Let's go to verses 28 and 32 from the New Living Translation. It reads, "Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on water,'" walking on the water. "Yes, come,' Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why did you doubt me?' When they climbed back in the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. 'You really are the Son of God,' they exclaimed." How many of you have been in that Peter moment where you just really doubted God? When he told you to step out of the boat, you didn't even move. You sat there trying to figure out, what is it that I need to do? Well, he already told you to step out the boat. So why are you second-guessing him? Why are you questioning him? Why are you doubting him? Just step out of the boat. If you take the first step, trust me, God will be there to lead you the rest of the steps that you take, because he's leading you to that blessed life. He's leading you to a life that produces good fruit, but you got to step out of the boat. Romans 6:13 in the New Living Translation says, "Give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use the whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God." Okay, here we go. Now, in that verse it's saying, give yourself completely to God. That means that that's a moment of surrender. And it's not a surrender of some things in your life. It's surrender of everything. You can't say, "Okay, Lord, I surrender my life to you," and then you still want to have, still be drinking every single day margaritas and Long Island iced teas, and then, "Okay, Lord, I surrender my life to you, but you know what? I'm going to go over here and sleep with this married man who I know belongs to somebody else. Oh, Lord, I surrender my life to you, but I'm going to go tell somebody just really how I want to tell them," not using those godly words, but those ungodly words. So, no, that is not total surrender to God. When you totally commit yourself to God, you got to do it God's way. your life is not going to perfectly match up with the way that he has stepped forth for it to be, but I can guarantee you that he will make you new. The Bible says, create within me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. God will align you up when you totally surrender to him. So often God leads us, but we don't want to go where he's leading us. We must learn how to yield instead of being resistant. Learn to surrender instead of being stubborn. Amen. When you do, you will enjoy the blessed life. And if God asks you to give something up, understand that he's not trying to take away something you like or want just to be mean. God always has your best interest at heart. So trust him today and where he's leading you. Let's go right now and look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17. I'm going to read 17 through 20. And it reads from the New Living Translation, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this path of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. So today, as you go through the second day of Lent, step back, sit back for a moment, and reevaluate where you are. Have a talk with God and say, Lord, is this the place that I'm supposed to be in? Lord, where would you have me to go in this time and in this season? Lord, these relationships that I'm in right now, these people that I'm giving my time to, is this where I'm supposed to be? And if it's not, can you show me? Can you speak to me? Can you give me wisdom and discernment and knowledge to know where you would have for me to be right now? And God will speak to you in that moment if we just pay attention and we listen to what he has to say. So when you fall down in life, know that you can get back up. Keep getting up. Begin again. Regroup again. And focus on what God has for you. Know that your beginning is closer than you think. All you have to do is keep on walking. Revelation 21 and 5 reads, and he who is seated on the throne said, see, I make all things new. And in this season, God is making all things new for you. He's making all things new for you, and so when he makes things new, it's not going to look like what it used to. Why? Because he's making all things new. It's not going to feel like it used to feel. Why? Because he's making all things new. It's not going to sound like it used to sound. Why? Because he's making all things new. God has so much in store for each and every single one of us because we are his children, and he loves us just that much. So as you go through this day and as you continue to go through this Lenten season, shake off your past, step out of the boat, and start anew. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak with you this morning. And now I'm going to go ahead and turn the call back over to my sister, Minister Vanita.
Wow, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, thank you so much. And just stick around for the benediction, please, my sister. My God, I told you, family, that this woman would bring it to you. So in this Lent season, you know, as she was saying, shake off your past, step out of the boat, and start anew. This is Lent. There's something you're supposed to be letting go, and do that. So she gave us several verses to read and get back to. But right now I'm going to ask our prayer warrior, Minister Robin, to bring our prayer request forward.
Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Loud and clear, my sister, loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that powerful word, Sister Tiffany. Spirit of the living God, we honor you. You are worthy. You are gracious. You are God all by yourself. We love you, Father, and we thank you for your son, Jesus, who is the healer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you yourself came with healing on your wings. You yourself took sickness away from Ray. You took sickness away from Miss Calloway. You took sickness away from Minister Hanks. You took sickness away from Joni and all those, Lord God, who have some type of sickness because it does not belong to them. You yourself were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities. And the chastisement of their peace was upon you. And by the stripes that you accepted on your body, they are healed. Lord, I thank you and I command right now, I am speaking to Miss Ray's brain. I command that the nerves are healed. They're whole. I speak to the brain tissue. Lord, you are a miracle working God and there is nothing that is too difficult for you. Lord, we know that restoration is possible because there is nothing that's impossible for you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you because cancer is a name and it has to bow to the authority of Jesus. And we stand in agreement with Joni and anyone else who has been affected by cancer. It has to be uprooted in the name of Jesus. The bone marrow is producing healthy blood in the name of Jesus. All the organs are being healed. The organs are eating up the cancer cells. Glory to God. We see it. We believe it. We decree it in the name of Jesus. They are strong in you and in the power of your might. Asthma is a name. It too. Bow to the authority of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that Ms. Calloway can breathe. We thank you, Lord God, that her lungs are healthy. Her lungs are clear, Father. Her nostrils are open. Her nasal passage is open, Father, in the name of Jesus. And because you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, each and every single one of them, along with their family members, they have your peace. Not the peace of the world, but your peace is the peace that you have given them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for Minister Tiffany. Thank you for her faithfulness to you. Thank you for her faithfulness to this call. Thank you for her faithfulness to Artists International. And Lord, you sow back into her because you are the God of restoration. You are the God of more than enough. And give her the desires of her heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Benita. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for just covering all of us in your prayer. I want to thank Minister LaShawn for graciously seating and greeting our family members as they came on the line with her joyous, Jesus joy smile and awesome, awesome words from our lovely songstress, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out of Clover City, California. Just want to give you some things. Right now, I want to make sure you get this playback because you're going to want to listen to this call that this sister laid down. Shake it off. Shake it off. The playback is 712-432-1085, and it's the same pin, 957-677-POUND. Share that with somebody. It's a season of Lent. You want to shake it off? You're going to give something up for 40 days? Well, you know what? You can do that. And after 30 days, it becomes a habit, and there, thus, it's gone. So you won't even need to be bothered with it anymore. So shake it off. And right after this call, like I told you, it's the motivational call, and it's 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. You're going to want to hear about the Kings of Artists, our 90-day, $90,000 in 90-day campaign. Get on that call. But right now, I want to say to you, I love each and every one of you in our season of Lent. Go ahead and, you know, give something up and just learn that God loves you, just like my sister was saying. And I'm going to ask her to come back and close us out. My name's Benita Cates, and I love you. Minister Tiffany.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the captives are made free, the wounded are made whole. I find rest for my soul. Where the Spirit is, where the Spirit is, where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Lord, I thank you that we are saved by your grace and that we are set free, that you have allowed for us to be made whole, and that we walk in the abundance, we walk in the power, we walk in the favor, we walk in the blessings, and we walk in the increase. And we give you this day as we surrender to you, our all in all. God bless you. Amen. Goodbye for now. And we'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye, TMC family.